Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his
battle. Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 21st of July, 2017. We're going to be finishing the book of Proverbs with chapters 29, 30, and 31. And then on Monday, the 24th, we will begin in the book of Job. Let's get started here. Verse 1 of chapter 29. A man that is reproved, 8433, and stiffens, 7185, his neck, 6203, shall suddenly, 6621, be broken, 7665, that's spiritually or physically, with no remedy, 4832. Now that is healing or relief. If you don't take correction, it's going to come back to bite you. Basically, that's what they're saying here. Ah, ice water. Yeah, it's even hot here at night. I have the air conditioner running. I'm sorry if it comes over the mic, but until I can build an actual studio for myself, I'm going to have to just bear with it. Verse 2 of chapter 29. When the righteous become great, 7235, the people rejoice, 8055. But when the wicked rule, the people groan. 584. Well, we're groaning now. Because right now the wicked are ruling. Not by our choice, of course. We are in direct opposition to them and their practices. But we're sort of stuck with it until Yeshua returns. We will get our marching orders, never fear. That's going to come. Verse 3, a man that loves wisdom, 2451, brings joy to his father. But he that associates, 7462, with prostitutes, 2181, loses, and that's just number 6, his wealth, 1952. Spend all his money on that garbage. Verse 4. A king stabilizes, 5975, the land by justice, 4941. In other words, if he's giving true justice, the land is calm and quiet, everything's fine. But a man that takes bribes, 8641, tears it down, 2040. Boy, that's prevalent today, though, isn't it? They just you can buy the finest justice you can buy. And if you don't have any money, you don't get any. Verse 5, a man that flatters, and literally that's flatters upon here, 2505 and 5921. A man that flatters upon another spreads 6566, a net 7568 for his feet, 6471. He's laying a trap with his flattery. Gonna be a deceiver. Verse 6. The transgressions of an evil man are a snare, 4170. But the righteous shouts out, 7442, for joy, 8055. Because they have joy through their righteousness, Yahweh blesses them. Verse 7. The righteous know the cause, 1779. That's the plight, the legal cause of the poor, 1800. The wicked do not understand, 995, this knowledge. The righteous understand the plight of the poor. Some people are poor because of the state of society, which is turned against the Israelite people today. Some are poor because they are wastrels and don't want to work, and they use drugs or alcohol or whatever. That's their choice. They are poor because of their own behavior. The righteous understand which is which, okay? There are some people I would help, some people I would not. Oh, can you just give me a few bucks? No, because you're going to go down the corner market and buy wine or beer. I'm not going to pay you to drink. I'm hungry. Well, I'll buy you a meal. Oh, just give me the money. No, I won't give you the money. You're not getting any money from me. I'll buy you some food and sit there while you eat it. But I'm not giving you money to buy liquor or drugs. And they walk away. They're not hungry. They just want their dope or their booze. You have to be discerning. Okay? Verse 8 of chapter 29. Scoffing, 3944. Scoffing men incite, 6315. A city, 7151. But wise men turn away wrath, 639. In other words, scoffing men, rabble-rousers. But the wise men calm people down. Verse 9. If a wise man litigates, 8199, that's in judgment, with a foolish man, whether he shakes in anger, 7264, or ridicule, 7832, there is no respite, 5183. It doesn't do you any good to litigate with a fool. He's not going to learn by it. He's a fool. There's no hope for a fool. Verse 10, bloodthirsty men, in other words, men of blood, 376, 1818. Okay, men of blood. Hate the man of integrity, 8535. But the upright, 3477, seek his thoughts, 5315. In other words, as his inner being. They want to know what's inside him so they can benefit from his knowledge. Verse 11, a fool, 3684, brings forth all his mind. 7307, that's literally a spirit, but here it's the spirit of his emotions. Pardon me, I ran out of breath again. But a wise man calms it back. Calms is 7623 and back is 268. He calms him down. Calms his own emotions down, rather, as opposed to the fool that brings them all out. Verse 12. In other words, he has control of himself, okay? If a ruler listens to lying words, all his ministers, 8334, will be wicked, 7563. What have we got today? You got all these politicians, and they listen to lying words, and all their staff are all, they surround themselves with these lying Jews, like in Washington in the president's office. Oh, we have high hopes for him. He's going to do what's right. Well, no, he's not, because look at who he's just surrounded himself with. I don't trust any politician. They say one thing before the election, and after the election, they do what the Jews tell them to. And have for a very long time. Verse 13. The poor, 7326, and the deceitful, 8501, man, meet together, 6298. Yahweh enlightens, 215, both, 8147, their eyes through his teachings. They can both learn a lesson if they're willing. Verse 14, the king that faithfully, 571, judges, 8199, the poor, 1800, his throne shall be firmly established forever. In other words, he gives justice to the poor, the ones that are being oppressed, usually by the rich, trying to even steal what little they have. That goes on today. Verse 15, the rod, 7626, and reproof, 8433, give wisdom. But a boy, 5288, let loose, 7971, brings shame, 954, to his mother, 517. He's running wild, okay? The rod is what you used to do, give a beating. A switch, okay, 7626. And reproof or correction, they give wisdom. If you don't learn by words, if somebody gives you a whipping, you might learn. It'll teach you a lesson. But if you let these children run wild, they're going to bring shame to the household. Well, they're doing that today. How many of them are running wild in the streets? Verse 16. When the wicked become many, transgression, 6588, becomes abundant, 7235. But the righteous, 6662, shall see, 7200, their downfall, 4658. Well, the righteous remnant is going to watch the downfall of the tares and their financial empire and their wicked government. When Yeshua comes, we will see the end of that. Praise Yahweh. Verse 17, correct, 3256, your son, and he shall give you rest, 5117. Yea, he shall give delight, 4574, as that's his delicacies, to your soul, 5315, as your inner being. Verse 18, where there is no divine prophecy, 2377, the people lose restraint, 6544. But he that keeps, 8104, the law, that's the Torah, 8451, as instructions, is blessed, 835. Verse 19, a slave, 5650, will not be disciplined, 3256, by words. Even though he understands, he will not respond, 4617. That's why you don't keep slaves. And you can reference Sirach 33, verses 26 through 31, in your Apocrypha. verse 20 of Proverbs 29. See, 2372, a man hasty, 213, with words. Now, see a man hasty with words. There is more hope, 8615, of a fool, 3684, than of him. If he speaks without thinking, even a fool is better than he is. There we go. I had to turn a page and clear my lungs again. This bronchitis is a year-round thing. I'm sorry, folks, but I'm stuck with it, and there's nothing I can do about it. Verse 21, he that pampers, 6445, a slave, 5650, from childhood, 5290, shall, there are two different versions here, and both are correct, shall have him become, 1961, a son, 4497, or come, 1961, to grief, 4497, in the end. Both are correct. You can take it either way, because that has dual meaning, as many of the Hebraisms as there are, they had a writing style. Verse 22, an angry man stirs up strife, 4066, and a possessor, 1167, that's Baal, a possessor of wrath, 2534, abounds, 7227, in transgression, 6588, he transgresses the law. Verse 23, and Adam's pride, that's specifically an Adam, 120, a white person, and Adam's pride, 1346, shall bring him low, 8213. But honor, 3519, shall support, 8551, the humble, 8217, of spirit, 7307. And here is verse 24 of chapter 29. You can reference Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1. Whoever is partner, 2505, with a thief, 1590, hates his own life, 5315. He hears sworn testimony, 423, and does not report it, 5046. He hides the knowledge. Verse 25. The fear, 2731, of Adam brings a snare, 4170. But whoever puts his trust, 982, in Yahweh, shall be safe, 7682. Verse 26, many seek, 1245, a ruler's, 4910, favor, 6440. But man's judgment, 4941, comes from Yahweh. The final judgment comes from Yahweh. You can look to get favor from a ruler, but Yahweh's going to be the final judge of the whole thing. Verse 27, an unjust, 5766, man is abomination, 8441, to the just, 6662. And this is not in the Hebrew, but it's added for clarity. He that is, it's implied, and he that is upright, 3477, in his ways, and is implied, abomination to the wicked, 7563. So that ends chapter 29 of Proverbs. There's only 31. This one is a long one, and 31 is an amazing proverb. And I have something to explain at the beginning of 31 that you may not have heard before. It's not widely taught, not widely known, but if you do your research, you find it out. All right, this is not written by Shlomo. This is written by Agur, A-G-U-R, number 94. Verse 1 of chapter 30. The words of Agur, 94, the son of Yake, Y-A-Q-E-H, 3348. The prophetic burden, 4853. The man uttered, 5002. To Ithiel, 384. To Ithiel and Ukal, 401. That's U-K-K-A-L. Verse 2, because I am more foolish, 1198, than a man, 376, and do not have the understanding, 998, of an Adam. All right, notice the difference. There's two verses, a man and an Adam. Two different types of people. Man is just gender specific. It could be any type of man. But Adam is racial specific. Caucasian. Verse 3. I neither learned, 3925, wisdom, 245, nor know, 3045, knowledge, 1847, of the holy, 6918. And here is verse 4. And you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 15. Verse 4. Who has ascended, 5927, to the sky, 8064. Or descended, 3381. Who has gathered, 622, the wind, 7307, in his closed hand, 2651. Who has bound, 6887, the waters, 4235, in a garment, 8071. Who has established, 6965, literally made to stand, all the ends, 657, of the land, 776. What is his name? And what is his son's name? If you know, well, it's Yahweh and Yahshua. Prophetic, prophetic, prophetic burden right here. What's his name? Well, it's Yahweh. What's his son's name? Yahshua. Praise Yahweh. This is marvelous. Verse 5. Every word, 565, of Eloah, that's 433, and 433 is thought to be the singular form of Eloah. Elohim. Okay? It is it's not Hebrew, it's the Aramaic form. And they were virtually interchangeable. Aramaic is very close to Hebrew, except for some pronunciation differences and a few minor spellings. Every word of Eloah is pure, 6884. They are a shield, 4043, for those that seek refuge, 2620, with him. Listen to this. Verse 6. Do not add, 3254, to his words, lest he reprove you, 3198, or judge, either way, and declare you a liar, 3576. What have they done when they've tampered and added all this crap to the Bible? Are they not going to be judged and reproved from that? We are warned not to do that. Well, Pastor Steve, what are you doing with the Bible? I am un-rewriting the Bible. I am taking it down to the bare original text. And it sounds a little funny sometimes because it doesn't work well in the English. But I have removed all the words that they have added that are not in there. And I have put in a lot of the words that they have taken out. They've added to and removed. They've done both. And that's what this word study series, word for word, is all about. Giving you the accurate information and highlighting the tamperings of the scripture molesters, which I call them. Verse 7, two things I ask of you, 7592, do not hold them back, 4513, from me before, 2962, I die, 4191. Listen to this. Verse 8, remove far, 7368, from me, falsehood, 7723, and lying, 3577, words, 1697. Give me neither poverty, 7389, nor riches, 6239. Feed me, that's 2963, I'll explain that in a minute. Feed me with food, 3899. Apportioned 2706 for me, and feed me 2963 is as to tear prey. Verse 9. Listen to this. Lest I be full 7646 and deny you. 3584 and say, who is Yahweh? Or lest I be dispossessed. 3423 and steal. 1589 and wield 8610 as to use in vain the name of my Elohim. 8610 can mean wield, seize, capture. It's uncertain, but wield is more likely. Wield in vain, basically, is what they're saying. Use in vain. To wield a tool or an object, well, to wield the name of Yahweh in vanity, which is forbidden in the Ten Commandments. Verse 10. Do not slander 39:60. A servant, 56:50, to his master, 113. Lest he curse you, 7:04-3. And you will be guilty, 8:16, because he values his servant or slave. The word 56:50 can be a servant or slave. They kept slaves then, even Hebrew slaves, because they didn't want to leave the household. They loved the guy that was treating them so kindly and their family, and they said, no, I want to stay in your service forever. So they put an awl through his ear and put an earring in his ear, and that was a sign of a permanent servant. There you go. Verse 11. There is a generation, 1755, that curses, 7:04-3, their father, and does not bless, 1:2:8:8, their mother. Verse 12, there is a generation that are pure, 2:8:8:9, in their own eyes, but are not washed, 7:3:6:4, from their moral filthiness, 6:6:7:5. We see them today. Verse 13, there is a generation, oh, how exalted, 7:3:1:1, are their eyes. They lift their eyes up on high. And their eyelids, 6:07:9, that you can read that as arrogance, are lifted up, 5:3:7:5. Their arrogance is lifted up. It's a metaphor for arrogance. Verse 14. There is a generation whose teeth, 81:27, are like swords. 2:7:1:9, and their jaw teeth, 4:9:7:3, that's the back teeth that you crush bones with, like knives, 3:9:7:9, to devour, 3:9:8, the poor, 6:0:4:1, from off the land, 7:7:6, and the needy, 34, from Adam kind, 1:20. They have impoverished all of Adam kind, and they're trying to devour us and eliminate us from the land. Now, who might these generation be? A generation can mean generation, or it can also mean race. Think about that. Can also mean race. What race is trying to eliminate us from the land? Think about that. Do you know who I'm talking about? Verse 15. The leech, 5:9:3:6, has two daughters. Give, 3:0:5:1, and give. There are three things never satisfied, 7:6:4:6. The fourth says, not enough, 19:52. Never satisfied, 7:6:4:6. Here they come, verse 16. Sheol, 7:5:8:5, that's the land of the dead and its inhabitants. The barren, 6:1:1:5, womb, 7:5:3:6, that's never satisfied because it doesn't have a child. Land not satisfied by water, and fire, 7:84, that never says enough. Fire will just keep burning as long as there's fuel. It's a destroyer. Verse 17. The eyes that mock, 3932, a father, and despise 936, obedience 3349, to a mother, the raven 6158 of the brook 5158 shall gouge them out 5365, and the young of eagles 5404 shall eat them. The birds of prey will pick that carcass apart. Okay. Verse 18, there are three things too wonderful, 6381, for me. Yea, four which I do not know. Now here's verse 19. You can reference the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent upon a rock, 6697, how does it move? The way of a ship, 591, in the heart of the sea, and the way of a virile man, 1397, with a maiden, 5959. Verse 20. Such is the way of an adulteress, 5003, woman. She eats, 398, that can mean, that is akal, that can mean to eat, or to lie with sexually, okay, and wipes her mouth, 6310, and here mouth is a metaphor for vagina, and says, I have done, 6466, no wickedness, 205. I've done no wickedness. Well, yeah, the adulterous woman. A lot more to be explained in these proverbs than meets the eye. And when you do the word studies, there's some strange stuff that comes out. Verse 21, for three things the land trembles, 7264, and four which it is not able, 3201, to bear, 5375. Verse 22, for a slave when he is made king, and a fool, 5036, when he is filled, 7646, with food, 3899. Verse 23, for a hateful, 8130, woman when she is married, 1166. That's Baal, not the capital B God, Baal. And that also means has dominion. When she is married, when she has dominion. And a maidservant, 8198, that is heir, 3423, to her mistress, 1404. That's not proper. Verse 24. There are four small things in the land, but they are exceedingly wise. Now, that's 2499 and 2450. That both means wise, and they are put together as an emphatic, meaning exceedingly wise. Verse 25. The ants, 5244, are not a strong, 5794, people, 5971. Yet they prepare, 3559, their food in the summer, 7019. That's wisdom. That's, you know. Verse 26, the conies, 8227, that's a rock badger or a type of rabbit, are not strong, 6099 people. Yet they make their houses in the rocks, 5553. Verse 27. The locusts, 697, have no king, 4428, yet they all go forth divided into ranks, 2686, as a swarm. Verse 28. The spider, 8079, seizes, 8610, prey with her hands, her little two front arms, and is in king's palaces, 1964. Verse 29 of chapter 30. There are three things which stride, 6806, well, 3190. Yea, four are pleasing, 3190, in their walk, 1980. Stride well, which means fully, and they are fully in their walk. There's two uses for 3190, well and pleasing. But it means full, from a fullness, in the sense of a fullness. 30. A lion, 3918, strongest, 1368, among beasts, who does not turn aside because of the presence of any. Verse 31. A running greyhound, 2223, with 4975. Now that can also mean a strutting rooster. A he-goat, 8495, also. And a king against whom there is no rising up. Verse 32. If you have acted arrogantly, 5034, in exalting yourself, or if you have plotted evil, 2161, lay your hand upon your mouth. And that was a sign of contrition in those times. Verse 33, surely the churning, 4330, of milk, 2461, brings forth butter, 2529. And the twisting, 4330, of the nose brings forth blood. You wring somebody's nose. So the stirring, 4330, of wrath brings forth strife, 7379. And that's the end of Proverbs 30. Now we're going to get into Proverbs 31 here, the final proverb. We're gonna finish it out. Verse 1. The words of King Lemuel, 3927. Stop right here. Lemuel is a symbolic name for Shlomo, Solomon, and it means belonging to El, 430, God. Okay. The words of King Lemuel, speaking of Solomon, the prophecy, 4853, that his mother taught him, 3256. Here we go. What now, 4100, my son, 1248. And what now, the son of my womb, 990. And what now, the son of my vows, 5088. Verse 3. Do not give your strength, 2428, to women, nor your ways, in other words, the way you live your life, to that which wipes out, 4229, kings. Okay? All of which he did later. Verse 4. Is it not for kings, O Lemuel, not for kings to drink wine, nor for rulers strong drink, 7941, that's a type of beer. Verse 5, lest they drink and forget the decrees, 2710, and change, 8138, the judgment, 1779, of any of the sons of the afflicted, 6040. In other words, they get loaded and change decrees that affect people that have been afflicted. Verse 6, give strong drink to he that perishes. And that's 6 in your dictionary. And wine to those that have bitter, 4751, feelings, 5315, that's the inner being. Verse 7, let him drink and forget his poverty, 7389, and remember his troubles, 5999, no more. Verse 8, open your mouth for the dumb, those who can't speak, 483, in the cause, 1779, that's the legal cause, of all children of the unfortunate, 2475. Verse 9, speaking to him as a king, open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause, the legal cause, 1777, of the poor, 6041, and needy, 34. And here is the section concerning the virtuous woman. So, ladies, sit back and relax and listen to this. Verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? That's virtuous is 2428. Her worth, 4377, is far, 7350, more than rubies, 6443. You traditional wives out there, you are worth your weight in treasure. Verse 11, the heart of her husband is confident, 982, that has trust in her, and lacks, 2637, no prosperity, 7998. Verse 12, she will do him good and no evil all the days of her life, if she's a true Israelite wife, she's a virtuous woman. Verse 13, she seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. Verse 14, she is like the merchants, 5503, ships, 591. She brings food from afar, 4801. Verse 15, she rises while it is still night and gives food, 2964, to her household. Let me clear my lungs here. And a portion, 2706, to her maidservants, 5291. Verse 16, she considers, 2161, a field, 7704, and buys it, 3947. By the fruit, 6529, of her hands, she plants, 5193, a vineyard, 3754. She takes a field and turns it into a vineyard. Verse 17, she girds, 2296, her loins, 4975, with strength, 5797, and strengthens, 553, her arms, 2220. That's a symbol of power, okay? Verse 18, she perceives, 2398, literally that means tastes, that her merchandise, 5504, is good. Her lamp, 5216, does not go out, 3518, at night. Verse 19, she puts her hand to the distaff, 3601. Now that is the wheel that makes a spindle turn. And her hands hold, 8551, the spool of thread, 6418. Verse 20. She spreads out, 6566, her hand to the poor, 6041. Yea, she reaches forth, 7971, her hands to the needy, 34. Verse 21, she does not fear the snow, 7950, for her household, because all her household are clothed, 3846, with scarlet, 8144. Now, 8144 is a sign of royalty and prosperity. Verse 22. She makes herself coverings, 4765. Her clothing, 3830, is fine linen, 8336, and purple, 713. Verse 23, her husband, 1167, that's Baal with a small b. Possessor, owner, lord, okay? Is known in the gates, 8179. That's where all the important people gathered back then in Israel. When he sits among the elders, 2205, of the land. Those were the important old men that rendered judgments and gave advice. They were important. They were honored. Verse 24. She makes fine linen garments, 5466, and sells them, 4376, and delivers, 5414, sashes, 2289, to the merchant, 3669. That is Kanani. That's the same as the Canaanites, because they were, because many were merchants by trade. Well, they're merchants today. Okay? That's what they do. They buy and sell. The Canaanites among us. Verse 25. Strength, 5797, and splendor, 1926, clothe her. And she shall rejoice, 7832, in the future. That's the days after. Okay, literally 3117 and 314. Verse 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the teaching, 8451. That's Torah. Of kindness, 2617. 27. She watches, 6822, the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness, 6104. In other words, she's always busy taking care of the household. She runs that household for her man. Verse 28, her children show respect, 6965, and call her blessed, 833. Her husband praises her, 1984. Verse 29, many daughters, 1323, act virtuously, but you ascend, 5927, above 5921, all 3605, literally from all. The same thing I said in my wake-up call, chosen from all the people. Okay? Well, this is from all. Verse 30. Favor, 2580, is deceitful, 8269. And beauty, 3308, is vain, 1892, is worthless. But a woman that fears, 3373, or holds in awe Yahweh, she shall be praised. An Israelite woman that loves Yahweh. Verse 31. Give to her from the fruit, 6529, of her hands, and let her works, 4639, praise her in the gates. In other words, everybody's going to see what she does, and just the way she lives her life will bring her praise. And that ends the book of Proverbs. Now, we'll be starting, as I said, on Monday, the 24th, with the book of Job. It's going to be a word study type, as I do here on Word for Word. It will not be the deep study that David James did. He has covered one facet of that, but I'm going to be doing the words and the meanings and the explanations as I do in the rest of the Word for Word series. So that will take some time because there's a lot in Job. And I have not computerized it yet, but I had worked over my great big word study King James Bible and corrected a lot of the mistranslations in the King James. And I have the Strong's numbers for the words there, so I will be reading from that. I may parallel it and read from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. They have a different take on some of the stuff. They're pretty doggone accurate. I'm very pleased with their work. They have a few things they need to change. I write letters. They change this and that. And it's always work, as my work is in progress. Okay, if I get new information, I'm sure to add it in the chapter notes. My chapter notes in my written scriptures a lot of times are longer than the actual chapter. You really have to do deep study. It's a real killer if you really want to get into it. But a lot of people don't have the time to do what I have done, so I'm reading it and doing it for them because they're trying to survive, and I fully understand this today. I understand. You can't just stay at home and do nothing but study all the time. Your family will starve. So that's why I'm on EFR running my face and reading the Word and having a wonderful time doing it. And I get to fellowship and get response from so many Israelite brothers and sisters out there. It's very heartening to me and gives me great joy to be of service. And I am very grateful to my Father in Heaven, Yahweh, for calling me to this. And He has blessed me beyond belief. So I will say Shalom Aleichem, and I will catch you on Monday the 21st, beginning in the book of Job. Praise Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.